talking about settling, Coleman, I overheard somebody say yesterday that I think next year, or maybe this year, you're getting ready to have, Coleman, get ready to have a 100th anniversary
celebration. Right, the Centennial, I believe it's next year.
I don't know whether it's this year or next year. They didn't talk about it anyway.
Well, I was here and can remember when they talked about Coleman had reached his half century mark this year. There's been a big change since that time.
Well, I imagine that.
And of course, at that time, it was far different.
Well, Coleman's got some pretty big industry now, doesn't it?
It does have a
lot.
There's been a lot of changes made.
First time we ever come, well, when we got off the train up there in Coleman, when we come from Texas, they didn't have no electric lights or nothing like that.
Wow.
No cars.
No cars. No.
Streets were, well, they had a kind of, I don't know, something to keep from just getting mud, kind of cured of gravel, rock, or it was, looked like this whole rough rock roads, what it was.
They didn't have any tar.
Well, they might have been a car occasionally, but they weren't used.
They weren't there in any
car. Means you know
they so I remember it might as well. We lived in Texas then. And we lived kind of in the forks of the road. Well, you sit down this way, then we have to run around on the other side of the house, sit back on the southern road.
things have changed a lot then.
I can remember the first hard roads that was built through here.
What were they made out of?
Well, it looked like some kind of tar and a black surface, whatever it was.
I remember we used to, before they paved our roads where I live, we used to hire a man to come around with a tank and spray oil on the road in front of the house.
They still do that around in different places.
We called the circuits they put on back then asphalt. I don't know. They used asphalt, I'm sure, in it, but I don't know about all of it.
There aren't many Negroes around Culver County, are there?
No, not too many. This little new industry has brought some Negroes.
They have two in this county.
We have a little colony over here on the southwest part of Coleman, Nigger Colony. But they never give them any trouble.
Not as long as they stay down there.
Well, they're nice when they come to town. I've so many.
You see a lot more about their business now than you did not many years ago.
Yeah, I know it. Coleman used to be kind of famous through the state for not having any niggers in it.
I can remember when I was a young fella, me and my brother, we had an uncle over Phil Campbell had died or seriously sick or something. Anyhow, we went over and we didn't have cars that time. So we rode a bus to Decatur and then we rode out from Decatur to Florence, Churchfield. I don't remember where we got off, one of them places though. Well, from then on, at the time, we were saying we wanted to go up to Phil Campbell. They were on the train schedule. There was a man there that would carry the mail, and he had a kind of a pasture van that he could carry passengers in. So we got this. Somebody told us down, we saw this man, he said, yeah, I'm Terry. So, when the time comes to